بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today, alhamdulillah, we have completed 11th para. In the beginning of the para, Allah Ta'ala mentions about the battles, different battles. And one of the battles that was called for, and he mentioned the Sahaba that everyone should prepare himself to get to the battle. The battle of Tabuk. And it took place in the month of Ramadan. It was very, very hot. And that's the season for the dates also. So it was a very big test for the Sahaba also. That's why yesterday we mentioned that an ayat of Quran, Allah Ta'ala said, that more beloved for Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah Ta'ala, that even when it comes to your business also, you have to look at it from this point, your business comes first or Nabi Karim comes first. So here too, when the time is a season for dates, one side is very, very hot, and then now to go out in the place, to go out keeping fast maybe too, although they don't have to keep fast, but keep fast also. So it was a very big test for the Sahabas. Among them, there were also Munafiqs too. They also went and made some excuse to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim accepted their excuse, but he knew that it was them telling lies, it was false. He didn't pay too much attention to it at all. But in that, some of the Sahabas also got caught up. And because of being lazy and the rest of it, whatever it may be, they did not also go. They did not also go. However, now, they were worried now, you know, they didn't go. Come back, what answer they give Rasulullah? Very worried now. So when they came back on the road, the Sahaba, the Munafiqs, told Nabi can give excuses, he didn't say anything to them. But the other Sahaba very quickly went and made some excuse, but the excuse was right, they were sincere. However, Nabi forgot, they were forgiven. But three Sahabis who delayed, did not say anything to us. And they knew this month that if you're going to tell a lie, then Allah Ta'ala will inform him that you're telling lies. So they were now sure that they must tell the truth. But the truth was that they were lazy, whatever it would be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that for 50 days, he gave them punishment. That not a Sahabi could speak to them, not even the families could speak to them, no one could keep contact with them at all. Now you know what's the meaning of that? No talking, nothing at all, no contact at all. And the biggest fear was this month, the one Sahabi. You know, the biggest fear is, if Nabi Karim in that day, he passed away, what will happen to us? Look at what they were thinking now. Okay, they made that mistake, but no wali came down from Allah Ta'ala to say they're forgiven. And everyone been told to boycott, no talking at all. For 50 days not to talk, we know what's the meaning of it. However, they didn't talk for them for 50 days. After that, when Allah Ta'ala sent the ayat down, and Allah told them to say forgiveness, the Nabi Karim told them this much, that this day of yours is better than all the days of your life. Because why? Allah Ta'ala forgave you. And in anything, that day was the most precious day for them. And Allah Ta'ala forgave you. So in that way, you know, Allah Ta'ala forgive them. So this is how the Sahaba Ikram were. That they were very true and very sincere. We have to look at our life to how true and very sincere we are. Would Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Karim. Another place Allah Ta'ala says that I have sold you, we have bought you. Because your nafs, yourself, I have bought you in place of Jannat. Allah Ta'ala praises people, you know, when Allah praises someone, it's something else. We praise something else, and Allah Ta'ala praises something else. Allah Ta'ala, At-Ta'ibun, Al-Abidun, Al-Hamidun. That's how he praised the Sahaba Ikram. At-Ta'ibun, that they make tawbah all the time. But we have to learn to make tawbah all the time also. Like in this month, it is very important that one of the biggest things is make istighfar. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this month of Ramadan, one of the things which is have said that make istighfar all the time. Istighfar all the time, because our ibadat is of that kind cannot be put in front of Allah Ta'ala. For that to make ibadat, that is istighfar. Every moment, every time, that make istighfar. At-ta'ibun al-'abidun, they are always in ibadat. Ibadat does not mean only namaz. Ibadat does not mean only namaz. We are thinking ibadat means namaz. No, no. Ibadat is something else. وَمَّا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِعَبُدُونَ I have created insan and jinn for only one purpose, and that's ibadat. Now what's the meaning of ibadat? The meaning of ibadat, every whole way of life, you are in ibadat all the time. You must not be under the impression only ibadat in the masjid. That is not ibadat. Ibadat is just one part of namaz. Namaz is part of ibadat. But man is created for only one thing, and it's ibadat. His whole life revolves in the command of Allah Ta'ala. He does not do anything against the command of Allah Ta'ala. That is called ibadat. Your eating is ibadat. Your sleeping is ibadat. Your business is ibadat. Your private life is ibadat. Your social life is ibadat. Everything but ibadat. Your marriage life is ibadat. You are not protected. In other words, all the time you are in ibadat. That's what you call it. At-ta'ibun al-'abidun al-hamidun. All the time praises Allah Ta'ala. Every time is Alhamdulillah. You drank water to Alhamdulillah. Your condition is not very, very good today, no matter what it is. Yesterday Allah Ta'ala did so much, you said Alhamdulillah with open mouth, you said Alhamdulillah. Today your business went a little bit down and all. The same condition just as yesterday, today the same condition, Alhamdulillah. Yesterday you were very healthy and very wealthy. No matter, no school, so good health. The next day you are completely, your health been deteriorated, completely down. How yesterday you were Alhamdulillah, today you are Alhamdulillah, because no one can change your condition with Allah Ta'ala. So you say Alhamdulillah that time too. So when you are rich, you say Allah Ta'ala. When you are poor, you say Allah Ta'ala. When you put in a high position, you say Alhamdulillah. When you completely put it down the ground, Alhamdulillah. Why? That is called Hamidun. In every way you praise Allah Ta'ala. Not a minute. You understand? When you're happy to Alhamdulillah, when you're sad to Alhamdulillah, in every condition, Hamidun sound. Al-Amirun bin Al-Sajidun, and they make sajda of Allah Ta'ala. Raki'un, they make ruku of sajda. One time ruku he made, one time sajda. In other words, this is the condition of a true mu'min. These are the conditions, these are things you're supposed to be in. Al-Amirun bil Ma'roof, and then commands the people to good deeds. Command the people to good deeds. The parents at home command the children to do good deeds. At home you condemn them. Remember one thing, Al-Amirun bil Ma'roof, it starts at home. You must first of all tell your families what to do good. And also that they tell the people, protect them from doing wrongs too. And in the al-hafidun al-hududillah, and everything they do is within the boundaries of Sharia. Within the boundaries of Sharia, they do not exceed anything. These are the qualities of a true mu'min. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala praises him. Allah Ta'ala must give the tawfiq that you will become from among those qualities. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah اللهم اعطنا عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجلنا من فتنه الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الاخره ربنا لا تدع لنا ضما الا غفرته ولا هما الا فرجته ولا دينا الا قضيته ولا مريضا الا شفيته ولا حاجه الا قضيته يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك النار وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك